Parshas, Dr. Foreman. The shmooze, a little bit of a continuation of the last two shmoozim, where the last two shmoozim we were just pointing out that the same mida can be caused by different sources. We were discussing then the mida of atzlus, and we were mentioning that there are different. There's not one cause that causes atzlus. We have three different causes that could cause atzlus. So here, then the Musar Vad, we talked about Lashon Hara, so I thought I would talk about what causes a person to speak Lashon Hara. What is the underlying motivation? Which I think there is some chiddush here. What is the relevance? You know, it's very obviously if one knows what's motivating him, then one knows how to stop it. We were also learning with a group last week. I think we were doing the Sefer Sichas of Shlomo Hoffman. He brings a very beautiful mashal. He says that a child, a baby, has a desire to nurse, and sometimes he has a desire to nurse too much. And the baby gets sick, gets too much food, it's not healthy. So if you understand what the real motivation is, then you realize that it's not really a desire to nurse, his desire is to suck. So they came up with a pacifier. So you can, when you understand what the motivation for, so to speak, the aveira, in that case, the aveira is the baby wants to eat when it's not supposed to eat, not really an aveira, but the bad action, then you can create a substitution to satisfy the desire without the negativity. So therefore, it's very important to understand when a person has a negative behavior, if you can figure out what's causing the behavior, then sometimes you can figure out a way of satisfying your desire without actually having the negative behavior. Okay. So we have as follows. We have basically two things. We have this first piece. I forgot to write what it is. I'm sorry. This is a piece from it's a summary of, it's someone wrote a kitzer of Simcha Zisel. I think it's called Beis Kelm. I forgot to write the topic. I see I didn't write the same safer on it. That's the first Mar Mokom. And the main Mar Mokom I want is Rabbeinu Bechaya or Bachya, depending on how you want to pronounce it, on Mitzayra. Okay. So in the Beis Kelm he writes just very straight to the point. Tivo Shoada Hashirish of Lashon Hara. Tivo Shoada Mayase Gado, the natural human nature, even of a great person, he says, Lahare Matayv, to not to notice the good, v'negados hara b'nei adam, to notice the bad of other people, v'yisoido, and the cause, the basis, v'nei shechoved shalot ha'afdis atzmo neged maras ulaso. There's a natural human desire that I should not feel inferior, and you have a maida, and your maidas make me feel inferior, because I don't have those maidas. So in order to compensate for my inferiority, I have to put you down. If I speak Lashon Hara about you, I'm putting you down. We're talking about here Lashon Hara Mezid, not Lashon Hara Shaygeg when you just slip in by accident. But a person in Mezid speaks Lashon Hara. So he's saying there's a certain desire that I have to put you down because it's the putting you down automatically builds me up. I'm better than you. Which is probably the most simple shot in why people speak Lashon Hara, which the nafkamina would be, if this is the understanding, then what, if for example, take the same type of example we gave last week. You have a person who's speaking Lashon Hara, who's constantly knocking people down. So you want to give him mussar. You tell him, you're such a terrible person, you're always speaking Lashon Hara. So according to this Havana, in a certain sense, it was, you know, counterproductive because you might have convinced him not, you know, it's a terrible thing to speak Lashon Hara, but what you really did is you made him feel worse about himself, and the more he feels bad about himself, the more he's going to feel the need to speak Lashon Hara to compensate for his inferiority. So ranking the person out, oh, you're so terrible for all those Lashon Hara, is not really stopping him to speak Lashon Hara. On one hand, it's stopping him maybe because he'll feel Yiras HaInesh. But on the other hand, on a deeper hand, you're increasing the motivation. What might be a better way, which might be counterintuitive, is to try and make the person feel good about himself. You're such a wonderful person, such an amazing person, that you don't have to speak Lashon Hara because you're so great without the Lashon Hara, would, according to this logic, take away the drive and motivation for speaking Lashon Hara. Okay, so that's Rav Simcha Zissel. There is a Rabbeinu Bechaya, which I found very fascinating, which he seems to say a different reason why people speak Lashon Hara. And so I wanted to analyze it. I think most people would probably say what the author of Kelm said. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya Mitzayra, in the beginning of every parsha, Rabbeinu Bechaya has like an introduction. So this is not Mitzayra, it's like a Hakdama to Mitzayra. So without having to read the whole thing, if you just skipped down to where there's a word Shum in brackets, it's about halfway down, a little bit less than halfway down. Push Amar Shum. It says over there in Mishlei, Mavis v'chayim biyad haloshen. The life and death is in the hands of words. V'aveha yocha pirya. And the people who love it will eat its peiros, the results. Peiros means what the fruits, the derivatives. Okay. So what does that pasuk mean? Yoimar. Me'acher sheyesh mavis v'chayim biyad haloshen. Since life and death is in the hands of Lashon, I mean, if you speak mitzvahs, it's life. If you speak aveiros, Lashon Hara, etc., it's death. Misha oev haLashon, a person who loves Lashon, that's what the pasuk means, v'ohaveha. V'hu achafetz l'dabre tamid, a person who wants to speak always. Yishtadil l'harbos alav schar, he should try and gain a lot of schar. He should try and speak by mitzvahs, and then he'll get a great deal of benefit. And since he's normal to speak more than most people, he will get a great deal of schar. And the opposite is also true. If he loves to speak, to speak Lashon Hara, right? Now, the way he's learning the Pasuk, Mavis v'chayim b'yad haLashon, life and death is in the hands of Lashon, meaning if you speak, depending on what you speak, v'ohaveha, people who love to speak, yochal pirya, if you love to speak Torah mitzvahs, you'll get the benefit of Torah mitzvahs, of schar, chayim. If you love to speak Lashon Hara, you'll get the benefits of the negative. But what it seems from what he's saying, he says it pretty clearly and more than once. He says, Misha oev haLashon fu achofetz ledaber tamid. In other words, there seems to be some people, at least, who have a, what we call a taiva, or a desire, just to talk. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara because I want, like the Rav Simcha Zissel is saying, the author from Kelm, I speak Lashon Hara because I want to knock you down. I want the result. The Lashon Hara knocks you down, and I need to knock you down to make myself feel good. Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying, I speak Lashon Hara because I need to talk. I have oev lashon. I love to talk. I have a desire to talk. I like to talk. It's interesting. People don't hear that there's a taiva. Just like there's a taiva, people like to eat. Now, probably everybody likes to eat to a certain extent, but there are some people that like to eat more than others. So what I assume he's saying the same thing. Everybody has a certain pleasure of talking. Some people have a greater pleasure. So there's a person who is a massive talker of Lashon Hara, it's very likely it's stemming not from a desire like Rav Simcha Ziso, because I need to knock the guy down. I just need to talk. And I need to talk. You can't talk unless people are listening to you. And when you speak Lashon Hara, you get yourself a nice audience. So the motivation of talking Lashon Hara is because I need to talk. Then what the Pasuk is saying, if you're that type of person who needs to talk, if you're going to talk, and therefore you talk more than most people, if you're going to talk Divrei Torah, so you'll get more mitzvahs. If you're going to talk Lashon Hara, you'll get more aveis. Okay. So there's, I think, taking it step by step. The first step, which is a little bit of a chiddush, is that what the Rabbeinu B'chai is saying is that for though many people, doesn't say everyone, but many people who are speaking Lashon Hara, or vice versa, even speaking in mitzvahs, it's not what's driving them is not the desire to speak to Lashon Hara. It's not that they're a vicious person, they want to get the other guy, they're out to get him. The desire to speak Lashon Hara is a certain taiva, need, drive, to be able to talk, to be the center of the conversation, and that's why they speak Lashon Hara. Now, the next shaila is, assuming that is the motivation, so how do you deal with it? Let's say I feel that, you know, that's really me. I speak Lashon Hara. It's not because I'm really out to get the other guy. I just enjoy the process of speaking. So what's the solution? So we have, for example, by famous Chazal, it's not on the sheet, but it's a famous Chazal, by other Averis, we have by the Yetzirah of Taiva, we generally have a line that says, Masbio Marevo, Marevo Masbio. Right? The famous Gemara of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was mispado to Hashem to give him an Isayin. So you should say, Magen David, just like Magen Avraham. So Hashem told him he's going to have an Isayin in Arias. So David, the Gemara says that David went ahead knowing this. He went ahead and married many wives because he figured if he has many wives, he will satisfy his desire for Arias, and then he won't be Nichshol. The Gemara says, V'lo yada, David made a mistake. He didn't know a rule in human nature, psychology, V'lo yada, that Ever Katan Yesh La'adam, a person has a small limb, it's referring to that particular one for Arias, but it's anyone is the same. That masbio marevo, the more you satisfy it, the more you make it hungrier. So by marrying many wives, he just made himself more susceptible to be nichshol. But and the way to solve the problem is marevo masbio, is by starving it. That's when you satisfy it. So what the Gemara is saying there, that if a person has a taiva for arayas, for his nus, then the best way to weaken the taiva is by starving it. Now, of course, when you starve it right away, it's stronger because you're starving, but in the long run, it goes away. If you satisfy it, even if you satisfy it in a kosher manner, because you're eating, David went ahead and married wives, that's a kosher manner, it's a mitzvah, but nonetheless, that just makes the taiva stronger. It sounds to me from the Rabbeinu B'chaya, can't say for Farish, that he is not saying that over here. In other words, according to that logic, what would come out that if a person has a taiva to talk, and that's why he's saying Lashon Hara, so we would tell the person, what you should do is Masbio Marevo. You should go ahead and train yourself not to talk. Get used to not talking. It's not healthy. You have this unhealthy desire. You need to talk. And because you have a desire to need to talk, you're talking when you shouldn't talk. You're talking Lashon Hara. So you should train yourself. Don't talk. Get used to not talking. If you would instead train yourself to talk, even if you'd be talking in kosher ways, if you'd be talking Divrei Torah, it would be the same as David marrying other wives, which are kosher, but it's still increasing your desire, you're whetting your appetite for talking, and now you're going to end up talking more. You have a stronger desire to talk, and therefore you'll be more likely to speak Lashon Hara also. In other words, if this person has a strong desire to talk, and he's going to speak in Divrei Torah, the speaking in Divrei Torah is reinforcing his desire to talk, and therefore it's going to, in a sense, increase his nisayin to speak Lashon Hara. Now, there maybe there's no Breira, because you got to speak in Divrei Torah, but it's intrinsically, it's really it's a problem, which in a certain sense, I don't want to go through it, and it's not, but that's sort of what the Chafetz Chaim seems to say. When you read on the side, I have it on the, just that one line, where the arrow is. Fiza Odomashanim, Hubimada Gedaita, Shardis Naibishne Afechim. You have to live in a stira. When it comes to the world matters, you have to can't talk. Gotta try not to talk. And that's the stira, because if I'm talking, if I'm a talker, I'm a talker. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya is not mashma that way. Rabbeinu Bechaya is mashma, I think it's very strong mashma, that talking in Divrei Torah does not increase your probability that you're going to speak more Lashon Hara. What it sounds like from him is just the opposite is true, is that a person who has a desire to talk and he gets himself used to talking in Divrei Torah is less likely to speak Lashon Hara. Because pshat is, it's talking in Lashon Hara and talking in Divrei Torah are two totally different types of talking. So what you're really doing is you're channeling your taiva in a certain direction. I'm born with a taiva to talk. But there are different talks, right? I'm born with a taiva for food. But there are different foods. Not all the so I can channel my taiva for food to a certain type of food. If I get into a certain type of food, then a different type of food, I don't eat at all because my whole taiva to food is channeled to this type of food. So if talking, see, by arayas, it's the same whether it's one's mutter and one's usher, one's with your wife, one with someone else, but it's the same maisa. By foods, there might be different, totally different types of foods where you can go ahead and channel your taiva in one direction, and memeda, it doesn't go the other direction. So what it sounds like from Rabbeinu Bechaya, to me, it sounds much more that a person who talks Divrei Torah, so I have this desire to talk, and I satisfy my desire to talk in Divrei Torah, then I just increase my desire to talk in Divrei Torah, and I lose a desire to talk in Lashon Hara. Because that's not the talk that I desire. It's a totally different talking. It's a different type of talking. It's a different speech. So by speaking in Torah, by getting into the habit of speaking in Torah, I started out with a taiva to talk. The taiva to talk could go in either direction. I'm yaitzei talking in Divrei Torah. I'm yaitzei talking Divrei Lashon Hara. Either one will satisfy my desire. But if I get into the habit of talking in Torah, so then I've channeled my desire to talk. I have a desire to talk Divrei Chochma. I don't want to talk Narishkeit. I want to talk Chochma. So then I lose a desire to talk in Narishkeit. And vice versa. That seems to be even what he says at the end. He says, "Misha oiv alosh uchovi the daber tamid yishtadel the harbos of scharvi daber b'nei chokma." That's what you should try and do. In this way, you'll get schar rav. And it's all positive. Because rogo the daber yoyz mishar b'nei adam ken yer b'scharo ubinyan aheifa gam came. If oev aloshim the divrei rechiyat lashon hara. See, here it sounds a little clear. It's not that you love to talk. You love to talk divrei rechiyat lashon hara. In other words, what you're talking about becomes part of the love. You might have started out with a desire, I just like to talk. But after a while, you develop a appreciation of what you like to talk about. And therefore, what it comes out, what it sounds like from the Rabbeinu Bechaya, is that the person who has a desire to talk, and that's why he speaks Lashon Hara, the solution to the problem is to speak Divrei Torah. Because what you're doing is you're channeling your taiva in a kosher direction, and you're thereby losing the taiva for the negative. So you become that you're yotzim. I no longer have a taiva to speak the other type of speech. You take a taiva, a person has a kayaf to channel a taiva and to sort of change it, to modify it. So I modify my taiva to speech in a form that it's now it's it desires to speak divrei chokhma and not divrei of foolishness. Okay. So basically, just to get back to the point, what it sounds from here is we have two totally different reasons why a person might be speaking Lashon Hara, and depending on the person, and depending on the reason, would be depending on the solution. Simcha Zizel says people speak Lashon Hara because they feel inferior, and therefore they need to knock people down. If that's the case, so then really the way to work on that is to work on one's own self-esteem, to work on the realization that we really don't become any better by knocking the other person's down. While Rabbeinu Bechaya says that there's a certain taiva. It's a taiva for talking. And according to that, what it sounds to me is that the solution for that is to change your taiva, to go ahead changing your taiva by bedafka. The more you speak Divrei Torah, the more you speak Divrei Chochma. Divrei Chochma and Divrei Shtuyos are like opposites. They're just totally opposite types of speaking. So the more your speech is Divrei Chochma, then you change the nature of your desire. So you don't feel good about it yourself when you talk Divrei foolishness. You only feel good about yourself when you talk Divrei Chochma. So you go ahead and you channel your taiva in a different direction, which mimeita goes ahead and solves the problem of speaking the Lashon Hara.